And we're back with another edition of Millennial Words of the Week. And that's where I quiz my daughter Sarah, a Zillennial, on millennial words or slang. And we find out if she knows what they mean, or at least tries to take a guess at what they mean, or just flat out doesn't know. All right, here we go. Another round. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your first word, Darth Breather.
Is it like someone who breathes heavy?
Yeah. Somebody who breathes so loud and sounds like Darth Vader while breathing, especially when you're in quiet places. They just kind of... that what you'd call them? Darth Breather. Pretty good, right? That's two you got right today. Of course, we're including last round at 640. All right, here's your next one. Elder Goth. G-O-T-H, Goth. Like... Elder Goth.
Well, obviously it's someone that's goth, but I don't know what the elder stands for.
Well, what is elder like usually? There you go.
An old goth person? I don't know.
A goth who has been part of the subculture since it originally came about. Or a goth over the age of 40.
Okay.
The original goth. OG goths. What we're talking about. Elder goth. Okay. Your last one. That's two this round. I'm proud of you today. Cyberchondriac. What does it mean if you're a cyberchondriac?
I forget what chondriac means. gosh, I don't know.
Well, you think hyperchondriac, right? You know what a hyperchondriac is.
I forgot what it means.
A cyberchondriac. Well, a hyperchondriac is somebody who's always thinks they're sick.
Oh, well, the...
A cyberchondriac is somebody who spends their time searching medical websites for diseases that they convince themselves that they actually have. Makes you a cyberchondriac. Get it? Or as my doctor used to say, you get a case of internetitis.
Oh.
Cyberchondriac. There you are. All right. That's it. Well, you did pretty good today. You got three total, including last segment at 640. So good job. See if you can do better next week.
Okay.